The following is paid commercial programming. Third-party rankings are no guarantee of future investment success. Working with a highly rated advisor does not ensure that a client or prospective client will experience a high level of performance. Investment performance is not an explicit criterion because clients' investment goals differ. These ratings should not be construed as an endorsement of the advisor by any client. Generally, rankings are based on information prepared and submitted by the advisor. Statements saying that we told our clients to be out of the market in 2008 refer to recommendations made by MMWKM's principals while employed at Eagle Strategies LLC. The team that manages accounts at MMWKM are the same individuals with that responsibility at Eagle Strategies and at Cambridge Research from 2009 to 2011. MMWKM was created in 2011 and uses the same exit strategy. A more thorough disclosure of the criteria used in making these rankings is available by contacting MMWKM Advisors LLC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Money Matters. And here's your host, Ken Moore.
We're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money.
We are in the money.
The skies are sunny.
And old man recession, you are through. You have done us wrong. Well, hello, 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 everybody, and welcome back to Money Matters with Ken Moreff. And of course, I am your host, Ken Moreff. And this is the show where we talk about everything and anything in the world of personal finances. We talk about investment strategies, tax planning, social security, estate planning, the stock market, retirement planning, you name it, we talk about it. And we try to have more fun than a human being should be allowed to have when talking about all of this boring financial stuff. And this week's going to be no exception. We have an absolutely fantastic show lined up for you. But before we go one step further, let me introduce myself. I am Ken Moreff, the host of Money Matters with Ken Moreff. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, yikes, and I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with over 8,000 families in 43 states. It is an honor and a privilege. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in these United States, actually for the sixth year in a row. And because I would be nowhere without our clients, I say that I give full credit to them for that. Now, we have a great show, so let me go over with you what we're going to talk about on this, our weekly excursion into the land of personal finances. So first of all, the question that I think all of us are wondering at this point is, do tweets drive the stock market? Now, given the fact that every time Donald Trump tweets something, the market goes up or down 300, 400, or 500 points, you might think that tweets do drive the market. But I'm going to dispel that thought and tell you what actually does drive the market. All right, so it's not the tweets. Now, also, want to talk with you. One of the things that, well, we work with people who are over the age of 50, who are retired, retiring soon. Now, we specialize in retirement planning. And so one of the things that when you are no longer getting wages and you are retired, that it's important that you have, in our opinion, is an emergency fund, okay? You need to set aside enough money to cover unusual, non-recurring types of expenses. So I want to talk with you about how to build your perfect emergency fund. Yes, I did say perfect, Jack, perfect. This is going to be the perfect one because if it's not perfect, you don't want that, okay? And it's perfect, you're right, in my opinion. And I am very opinionated. Anyway, also this week, we're going to talk about Social Security, and we're going to have a little fun with this one. So we're going to talk about spouses and ex-spouses and Social Security. What are the rules? Okay? And so we'll go over that with you. So if you have a spouse or an ex-spouse, you'll want to listen up for that one. Now, as you guys know, we believe in our firm that defense is paramount. Since we specialize in working with people who are retired or retiring soon, it's all about protecting what they have built over their lifetime. You're not in the growth mode anymore. You're in the protection of what you've got and get income from it mode at this point. And so if the thing that is generating your income is your money, your investments, and you have a bear market that takes a big bite out of what you have, then your income is going to have to be reduced as well. And that is an extreme danger that we feel needs to be addressed. That's why we have a buy, hold, and sell philosophy to address bear markets. Now, and in fact, as you guys may know, in the last bear market, we told clients and we told those of you listening to the show that it was time to sell and stay out for pretty much the entire time that bear market hit during the credit crisis. So we want to talk about what the next bear market could mean to you. Okay, I want to put it in perspective for you. And the reason why I do that is because I feel like that it is my responsibility on this show to make you aware of the danger that these things represent. And that way, if I can make you aware of that, then maybe I can motivate you to plan ahead for it. And then when it does come, you know, you're not going to be as hurt by it. And if that happens, then I'm a happy camper. And so we're calling it the Noah's Ark Project, all right? And what we're doing here is we're telling you about the floods that are going to come and how they can hurt you. And maybe you should be thinking about getting on the ark. All right. You don't want to get on. You don't want to be the third monkey. All right. That's not a good thing. When the two other monkeys are gone and you're still behind, not good. So now, you know what, Jack? Most shows would stop right there. Most shows would say, you know what? If we did just that, we've done more than our listening audience could possibly want from a financial show. But on this show, do we stop right there? No, we don't. We boldly go where no financial show has gone before. And therefore, at about 10 till, we will have our estate tip of the week. And this is the time where we talk about how to pass on to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs the fruits of your labor. And we do this because money isn't everything, but it sure keeps the kids in touch, does it not? And so we're going to talk about, is life insurance taxable? The question that everyone has been asking. In fact, I can't go anywhere without somebody asking me that. It's like all over the place. So we're going to answer that question and put that one to bed. Now, before we dive into all this stuff, I got to tell you something. My wife and I have decided to do something really, really insane. And what we've decided to do is we're getting a puppy. Don't ask me why we are getting a puppy. I have no clue. We are insane. We're crazy. We're nuts. We've lost our minds. No! So, you know, you forget, right? You gotta puppy-proof your whole house because the stupid things want to chew everything in sight. And you know, they want to open cabinets and get into the trash. And I mean, all this stuff. It's been a long time since we've had a dog, especially a puppy. And so this is going to be a whole new experience. But I'm looking forward. It's a schnoodle, which is a giant schnauzer and a poodle mix. And it's called a schnoodle. And you want to know what we're going to call it? It's a she. It's on its way. You know what it's called, Jack? Noodle. So it's Noodle the Schnoodle. What? It's a great name. Noodle the Schnoodle. What are you talking? Noodle is that's a creative name. Noodle the Schnoodle. So you say, Noodle, quit chewing the carpet. See? It works. All right. Noodle, don't poop over there. Anyway. So let's talk about, do tweets drive the stock market? Okay, so here's the deal. And I've used this visual many times in the past. So those of you who've listened to the show for the last decade or two have heard me say this before, but it's how I view it. So the stock market is a yo-yo that you are playing with while you are riding on an escalator, okay? And the escalator is the direction of the economy. So for me, it's not what the yo-yo is doing that's so important. It's the direction of the escalator, the direction of the economy. So when Donald Trump tweets something and it makes the market go up or down, that's the yo-yo doing its thing, right? But what you need to be looking at is the more important part, which is, what is the economy doing? Okay, if the economy is continuing to grow, then it means that in my view, the escalator is continuing to ascend. And if you're on a rising escalator, the fact that the yo-yo's down at the time is really not a big deal. Now, the reverse is not true, okay? Because if the escalator is now descending and the yo-yo's going down at the same time, that's not good, all right? Because the next high is going to be lower than the previous one, et cetera, et cetera. So the important thing to look at in my view, is the escalator. So let's look at the escalator. We have tax cuts, and I don't think the full effect of that has been felt yet. We have, what is it? They're talking about unemployment going to 3% now, so it might be the lowest unemployment we've had in, you know, maybe ever. We've got corporate profits that are going to start coming out, and J.P. Morgan had the best quarter ever in the history of its company, and they've been around since the Great Depression. So I think the profits are going to be good this quarter. I think the economy looks relatively solid. I don't see recession in sight. I don't think this is, therefore, a bear market. So the fact that we have these 500-point moves every time Donald Trump tweets something is, for me, from the stock market standpoint, entertainment. You know, it's like, I know it gets your attention, but it's entertainment. I just look at it, oh, look, the market's down 500 points today. Oh, no, it's up 500 points the next day. So, you know, it's just entertainment. What you want to look at is the escalator. And that's what drives everything, is the strength of the economy and corporate profits, in as I see it. So, therefore, what should you be doing now? Should you be freaking out? Should you be selling everything? No, I don't think so. In fact, I think it's a buying opportunity. You know, I was on television on Friday on the TD Ameritrade network, and they were asking me about Facebook. And I said, you know what? Facebook's a buying opportunity. Are you kidding me? Do you think Facebook's going away because Zuckerberg is up there talking to a bunch of politicians? No. So all of this volatility, I think, presents opportunity. Now, that does not mean we will never have a bear market. It does not mean we will never again have a recession, okay? You got to plan. As a financial advisor, as a financial planner, my view is you plan for the worst and you hope for the best, not the other way around. You don't plan for the best and hope the worst doesn't happen. That's dumb, in my opinion. So we're going to be talking later on about bear markets and what to do about that. But overall, here's what I want you to do. If you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And as I said, we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. We want to help you with all the things that you need to be thinking about if you are going to retire or you're there already. So Social Security, 401k, fighting inflation, reducing your income taxes, getting income during your retirement, diversification, all those kind of things we talk about at our seminars. And I want to invite you to go to one. So if you go to our website, it is moneymatters.net. Find the seminar near you. Sign up for it. And when you go to the seminar, bring an appetite with you, because we will have our now world famous oatmeal raisin and chocolate chunk cookies waiting for you. Yeah. That could be you. You could be enjoying their 1 inch thick, 6 inches in diameter. They're a meal in and of themselves. You'll love the cookies and you'll learn about your finances. So moneymatters.net is the website. Moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about building your perfect emergency fund. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe, and of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. And on this show, ladies and gentlemen, we like our bonds shaken and not stirred. And all those other financial shows, they stir their bonds. Yes, they do. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to stir your bonds. Anyway, we are back. I am Ken Morafe, the host of Money Matters with Ken Morafe. I have been in the financial services business now for 29 years. Started when I was 5. And also, I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And I have to say, this year is certainly that. All of the above. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, actually for the 6th year in a row. And without our beloved clients, I would be nowhere. So all those kudos go to them. And we specialize in working with people that are over the age of 50, who are retired or retiring soon. So we want to help you with all the things that you need to be thinking about when it comes to your retirement. Okay, that's where we where we put our emphasis. And so one of the things that we talk with clients, and by the way, our website, if you want to learn more about us, is moneymatters.net. Moneymatters.net is our website. And on there, we have podcasts, we have articles, we have videos, we have all kinds of stuff that you can go and learn from with regard to the whole gamut of things that you should be thinking about if you're retired. So one of the things that we talk about with pretty much all of our clients is having an emergency fund. So the first question is, how much should you have in an emergency fund? Well, the answer is, it depends. Okay, so it all depends on whether or not you have a ready source of income. Okay, so if you have a, if the combination of your, you have a pension, let's say you're fortunate to have that, you've got Social Security, you've got maybe some real estate income, you got a rich uncle that sends you $10,000 every year, you know, whatever it may be, if you have a steady source of income that covers your cost of living, maybe you're even working part time or you know, you got wages, then your emergency fund should be, in our view, 3 to 6 months of your cost of living, okay? So if your cost of living is $5,000 a month, we're talking about $15,000 to $30,000 is what you should have in an emergency fund, okay? So 3 to 6 months if your investments are not providing you with the income that you need to live on, okay? So, and when I say investments, I mean your liquid investments, not, like I said, real estate and those kind of things. So if you have income that's covering your cost of living, 3 to 6 months. Now, if you don't, if you need your investments to generate income for you to live on, then we believe you should have 1 to 2 years of your cost of living in cash. Okay, and when I say cash, I mean that. I know, cash isn't paying anything right now, and that's the cost of having an emergency fund in today's world. So what does that mean? Again, $5,000 a month, that means you should have $60,000 to $120,000 in cash. And that's a lot. But here's the reason why. The reason why is because we don't know when an event, an emergency, an unusual non-recurring event will happen. And we don't know what your investments are going to be doing at that same time. So, for example, let's say that you have a big $10,000 expense that hits you. You know, and it's amazing to me. I was talking to a client the other day. She's getting her teeth done. And it's $10,000. You know, it's amazing. Those, anyway, I was like stunned. She's like, $10,000 to have my teeth done. I'm like, $10,000? Oh, my gosh. Well, anyway, those kind of things you can't anticipate, right? She didn't know she was going to have that. And the last thing you want to do, if the market happens to be down 1,100 points like it was, you know, when she told me about that, you don't want to now sell your investments in a down market and sell them when they're down to cover this expense that you hadn't planned on, okay? So the emergency fund is designed to have money available to you to cover expenses that are unusual, non-recurring, even when the your investments are not at the opportune spot to be used for that purpose. Now, to get to that is not easy, right? I'm talking about $60,000 to $120,000. That's a lot of money to have sitting there, and you're thinking, man, that's just going to sit there doing nothing. Until you satisfy that, ladies and gentlemen, I don't think you should be going investing anything, all right? I mean, it sounds terrible to have that much not making money, but you need to have an emergency fund in my view. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, you start small. You know, the journey of 1,000 miles starts with the first step. So you got to start with small, just start, get going, okay? Just start anything, but put money aside little by little, and you'll get into the mode. And once you get into the mode, you'll get into the habit. And once you get into the habit, it'll build, and then you'll have it. So you don't have to like create it all in day one, all right? This may be a several year process, but the goal would be to get there, okay? So the next thing you want to do is, you know, where are you going to get that from? So one thing that you may want to do is to, you know, tighten up your budget, all right? Reduce your expenses a little bit so as to create the differential and put that aside. The other thing is you may want to consider getting rid of debt. And we've talked about in other shows our view of debt, and that is that when you are retired, so should your debt be retired. And when you retire your debt, then the debt service, your monthly payments on loans, goes away. Therefore, you don't need as big of an emergency fund, right? Because 1 to 2 years of a smaller amount is a smaller amount you need to have. So it works out. So those are some tips for you, but have an emergency fund. It's important. Okay. Now, I want to tell you that we do work with people who are retired or retiring soon. We specialize in retirement planning. So if you are interested in that topic, then what I encourage you to do is go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And when you get there, we have lots of information for you on things that I think you'll find of interest. But also what you have is two opportunities, or three rather. One is you can sign up for one of our seminars, and you can look for a seminar near you. At the seminar, we talk about how to battle the three of the worst enemies you have to your financial well-being: inflation, taxes, bear markets. We talk to a great deal of detail about those things. Also, you can decide maybe you want to just visit with an advisor, and what we'll do there is we'll help you to build your financial plan. We'll do it all with you from soup to nuts, and that's at no charge or obligation. So it's free, and you can take advantage of that. And if we can help you, great. And if not, we'll tell you that too. So either way, there's no charge or obligation for the to meet with an advisor.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
I think it definitely is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. So we love having friends, and we want you to be our friend too. So come on in and visit with us. And then the third opportunity is you can get my market alert email, okay? And this is one that we send out at least weekly. And it's the same one where we told people to get out of the stock market in November of 2007 and told you to stay out for all of 2008 and didn't say to buy till June of 2009. So we also have that so that hopefully we can help you to avoid losses in the next bear market as well. So all of that is available to you at moneymatters.net. All right, moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security and spouse and ex-spouse rules. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe. I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years. Wow. And also, I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. We now work with 8,000 beautiful families in 43 states. It is an honor and a privilege. We specialize in working with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, this show's designed for you. We help our clients with a variety of things such as Social Security planning and retirement planning, estate planning, income taxes, all the kind of things that if you are in that demo are important to be thinking about, and that's what we do. So I'm glad you're with us. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. If you haven't, you can go to our, if you haven't heard the whole show so far, you can go to our website. It is moneymatters.net. And when you go there, there's lots of information that I think you'll find of interest. We have podcasts, we have articles, videos, you name it. And it's all about retirement planning and making your, we have two goals for our clients. The first one being that we want them to have financial peace of mind. We don't want them to worry about all this stuff. You know, we say that your retirement is your second childhood without parental supervision. So we want you to go play and have fun. And then the second part of it is we want your money to last as long as you do. So everything that we do is all geared around making the right decisions along the way to the extent that we can to help your money last as long as you do. So if that is of interest to you, our website once again is moneymatters.net. And one of the things that we talk pretty much every single time with clients about is Social Security. And so I want to talk with you about that now. And one of the areas that we talk about with certain clients is spouse and ex-spouse Social Security rules. So let's break it down. There are three kinds of spouses that you can have. And if this discussion seems a little unemotional, forgive me, but we're just talking rules here. So there are three kinds of spouses you can have. You can have one that is with you, right? You're married. You can have one that you are divorced from. And then you can have one that passed away. So those are the three ways that you can have a spousal situation. So let's first talk about a spouse, okay? So you're married now. and your spouse is living. So you can collect one half of their Social Security or your own, whichever of those is the higher. Okay, so if you were not working as long as your spouse and their Social Security benefit, half of theirs is more than yours, guess what? You can collect on theirs. It does not affect theirs at all. So basically, whatever theirs is plus half of that would be the total that both of you would get. Okay, so that's the spousal rules. So now let's talk about an ex-spouse in the event of a divorce. Now, the rules there are you must be single, all right, if you want to collect. You also need to be over, you both need to be over the age of 62, and you need to have been married for at least 10 years, okay? Now, your ex-spouse must be receiving a Social Security retirement benefit, and I've had situations where a spouse is like vengeful and decided they're not gonna take it till they're 70 just so their spouse cannot collect on them. It's like, so keep tabs on your exes because you can choose which one you wanna use. If you've been married several times, you can choose which one of those ex-spouses you want and that gives you the highest benefit, but you'll need their Social Security number and proof of marriage as well. Now, finally, the widower benefits. And in that situation, the earliest that you can collect is at age 60, okay? The marriage has to have lasted 9 months or longer, and you can collect on the deceased spouse's benefit or your own, whichever is the higher, okay? So this one is not the 50%, this one is 100%. So if the deceased spouse's benefit was higher than yours, you can collect on theirs at 100% of theirs, okay? And you would lose yours, okay? You're not gonna get both, but you would get just that the deceased's. So those are the rules on spouses and ex-spouses. Hopefully they informed you somewhat. Anyway, so one of the things I mentioned is that, you know, we specialize in working with people who are retired or retiring soon. So if that's you, then we want to help you if we can. So what I'd like for you to do, if you are so inclined, is to go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net. And when you go there, there's a link you'll see that says meet with an advisor. If you click on that and you put your information in there, then what we'll do is we'll call you to schedule a time to visit. What we want to do is help you to build your entire financial plan. Okay, so we want to do it from soup to nuts. We want to talk about Social Security, your 401k. We want to talk about income, income taxes, estate planning, all the things that we think you should be thinking about. And if we can help you with that, fantastic. And if we can't, we're going to tell you that too. Either way, there's no charge, there's no obligation, and we will part friends.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
Bogey is right. It is the beginning of a beautiful friendship. And we've had people that we visited with that did not become clients and became friends. One of them, Leo, if you're listening, I see him out of my tennis club for 10 years now, and he decided that he was interested. He visited and didn't become a client, but that's fine. We're friends, and it's great. So moneymatters.net is our website, and you can click on Meet with an Advisor, and we'll be glad and happy to see if we can help you. All right, so moneymatters.net. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to talk about what the next bear market could mean to you, and it ain't good. So stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
I wish I had millions of dollars and nothing to do but just buy pretty presents for you.
Money. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years. Crazy. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And all of the ideas that we talk about on this show, these are the same ideas that we talk about with our beloved and most valued clients. And, you know, we now work with over 8,000 wonderful families, and it is such an honor and a privilege. They reside in 43 different states, which is insane. They all should move to one place. You know what? You guys would make it a lot easier on me if you didn't spread out like that. But anyway, yes, we work with clients in 43 states, and we love every moment of it. We're so thankful. And recently, Barron's named moi, your faithful host, one of the top 100 financial advisors in the United States, and actually now the sixth year in a row. And without our beloved and most valued clients, I would be nowhere at all. So you guys, thank you for that. And those of you listening to this show, I have, you know, I get emails periodically from people who've been listening for over a decade. You guys have been faithful to the show all these years. listeners have followed me everywhere. Thank you very much. You guys are great, too. Now, one of the things that we talk about on this show is our philosophy of managing our clients' money. Now, as you may know, we work with people that are over 50 who are retired or retiring soon. So we specialize in working with people who are not necessarily in the growth mode anymore. Okay. Now, certainly we want to grow our money because we have to keep up with inflation and those kind of things. So definitely we want to grow our money. But more importantly, we want to preserve it and we want to generate income from it. Okay. So there's three things. There's growth, there's income, and then there's preservation of principal. And the emphasis that you put on those changes as you go through your financial life. Once you retire, growth becomes third. First place is protection of principal because, you know, you got to make sure you've got money. If you don't have money, you can't have any income and you won't have any growth either. All right. So you got to have protection of principal, got to get the income, and then you got to make sure that you beat inflation so you can continue to live the standard of living that you want. And so our philosophy of managing money is we're kind of a defensive coordinator. You know, if there's a football team, you got the offensive coordinator and the defensive one. We believe in becoming defensive once you are in retirement mode. Okay. And what I mean by that is that once you retire, you've got to defend your money against inflation. You've got to defend your money against bear markets. You've got to defend your money against taxes. You've got to defend your money against yourself. You know, I mean, you may be spending more money than you should. You may be also have a health condition that pops up, and now all of a sudden your money is going to be impacted by that. So you got to start thinking about all the different ways that you can defend your money. And that's what we do. We're specialists in defense. And one of the most important things that I think you should be thinking about when it comes to the investment part of your financial planning is bear markets, okay, and how they would affect you if they were to hit. Now, according to Ned Davis Research, which has done a lot of research on this kind of stuff, they look at, you know, bear markets back going all the way back to the Great Depression, and the average fall, the average drop in a bear market is 37%. That's the average, okay? Now, that means there are as many that are more as there are that are less, right? It's just the average, but the average is 37%. So when we're doing our planning for clients, we have to assume the average, okay? We don't know if we're going to have one below or above, but we assume that in the next bear market, we could see a decline of 37%. Now, as a planner, if your job was mine, if you're a financial advisor, a financial planner, would it not be incumbent upon you, upon me, to have something to address if a big portion of your portfolio drops by 37%? Absolutely, right? I think so. And if I didn't, would you think that I am remiss? Would you think that I have not lived up to my responsibility as your financial advisor? I would say so. Okay, so that's why, you know, we have what we call a buy, hold, and sell philosophy. And so we believe that when the market reaches certain points, we have a proprietary strategy that we use. And, you know, in Y2K, in October of 2000, our strategy said to sell. In November of 2007, our strategy said to sell. And in both of those instances, we are followed by massive bear markets. Okay, so we have a strategy that we address that. It's not always correct. In 2015, it said to sell. And, of course, we didn't have a bear market. So it's not, nothing is perfect. Now, I want to go over with you what it would mean. So if you look at where the S&P 500 index is now, and you subtract 37% from that, from the high, okay, because the previous high was January 26th of this year, 37% would wipe out the last almost 5 years of gains that we've had in the stock market. So you've gone backwards 5 years to 5 years ago. Think about that. Now, that's an average. Okay. And if that happened, how long would it take to get back to that? Okay. If you think about what the market's done over the last 5 years, 4.5 years, it's gone up tremendously, right? You'd have to gain all that again. How likely is it you're going to have a year like last year again? I mean, that was the best year we've had in who knows how long. Now, if you get a bear market like Y2K, which was a 49% drop in the market, that one will take you all the way back. Are you ready? To December of 1999. You would lose 18 years of gains. 18. If we get a bear market like 2008, which was a 57% drop in the market, guess what? That would take you back all the way to 1998. You would lose 20 years of gains. 20 years. So what if another bear market comes and we lose 20 years of gains? What would that do to your portfolio?
Oh, I'm so scared.
What would that do? Well, yeah. I mean, what would that do to your retirement plan? Would you be able to retire? If you're retired already, would you be able to stay retired if that happened to you? You have to ask yourself these questions. And those are the questions that we ask. As financial advisors to our clients, those are the questions we ask. And that's why we are so scared of bear markets. They worry us, you know? And that's why we've built a strategy around that we hope and have confidence will help protect our clients from major losses. So one of the things I'd like you to do is go to our website, moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and we have a lot of discussion about that part of what we do. Okay, now it's not all we do. We are retirement experts. We work with clients on the whole gamut of things: Social Security, diversification of your 401ks, when you can retire, do you have enough money to retire, you know, your estate planning so you can leave money to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs. We talk about, you know, how to go on vacations. We talk about all of that stuff. But if you lose half your money in the next bear market, then all that stuff we're talking about takes on a whole different complexion. So if you go to our website, moneymatters.net, you have the opportunity there to sign up for one of our seminars. We have seminars near you that you could attend, and I encourage you to do that. If you're over 50, now's the time. Also, you can click on Meet with an Advisor if you'd like to visit with one of our advisors. I think you'll find them professional and knowledgeable and friendly. And also, you can get my Market Alert email, which is a weekly publication that we do. So moneymatters.net is our website. Go there and find some stuff that I think will help you. Now, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about, hey, wait a minute, is life insurance taxable? It is, but I thought it was tax-free. So how do we do that? Well, stay tuned. This is Money Matters, and I am Ken Morafe.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Have flashy flunkies everywhere. Wants the bother of a country estate.
A country estate.
Who wants to wallow in champagne?
And we are wallowing
who
in champagne.
Who wants a supersonic plane?
We have supersonic planes.
Who wants
planes?
A private landing field too?
And private landing fields too. And we are back. This is Money Matters with Ken Morafe. And of course, I am your host, Ken Morafe. Thank you, Jack. I've been in the financial services business now for 29 years, and I tell you, it's been so much fun. You know, the old thing is that if you love what you do, then it's not work. And for me, doing what I do is not work. I love it so much. And I've been a certified financial planner for the last 19 marvelous, wonderful, and very exciting years. And it has been a crazy ride, and this year has been an especially crazy ride. And if you didn't hear the top of the show segment, then you can go to our website, moneymatters.net, and you can listen to the podcast. I talked about, do tweets drive the stock market? And I think if you asked most people that question, they'd say, yeah, tweets are driving the stock market. So it's made it very interesting this year. But this is a segment of the show that we talk about what our clients, who are people who are retiring soon, are very interested in, and that is estate planning, meaning leaving what you have to your greedy, unwashed, undeserving heirs and leaving it to them in the least taxed, most cost-efficient way.
That ought to keep the little squirts happy.
Yes, you want happy squirts, okay? Unhappy squirts are not good. And we do this because money isn't everything, but I can tell you it keeps the kids in touch, does it not? So this week, our estate tip of the week is on life insurance. Now, you may have heard that life insurance is tax-free, but you know what? That ain't so. And so I want to explain that to you, but first, Jack, can you play it?
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire.
Of course, that is Tony Bennett with Rags to Riches. And you know, the estate taxes and probate and all that kind of stuff, it's actually designed to do the exact opposite. It's designed to take you from riches to rags. We do not want that to happen to you. So every week at this time, we have our estate tip of the week. Now, this week, we're talking about life insurance. So let me set the stage and give you the rules first before we talk about how to fix it. All right. So first of all, life insurance is not tax-free. Okay, life insurance is income tax-free. So in other words, if you receive life insurance proceeds, there are no income taxes from that. Okay, and there are no income taxes due by the person that the deceased who had the life insurance that you just received. All right, so no income taxes. However, it is not tax-free because there are potentially estate taxes, okay, death taxes. So the government, the IRS, yeah, those guys, in their infinite wisdom, have decided that a transfer of wealth from one person to another should be a taxable event.
Right. You double-crossing you!
And that's why they have the estate tax and all these death taxes, because it's a transfer of wealth. And they perceive that if you have life insurance, if you buy a life insurance policy for $1 million, and upon your death, $1 million is paid to somebody, that is, in their view, a transfer of $1 million from you to them. And that, in their view, should be taxed. All right? So that's where the estate tax comes in. So what are the rules on that? Well, there are three. First of all, they want to know who was the owner of that life insurance. All right. So if you owned it, and that's an easy one to check, you just go on the policy, and if it says owner and your name follows, guess what? You're the owner. So if that's the case and you own the policy, then you transferred the money to the person because you owned it in the first place. So that's it, makes it taxable. Secondly, if you have incidents of ownership, what that means is, can you access the cash value of the policy? Can you change the beneficiaries of the policy? If you can do those kind of things, then you have what's called incidents of ownership. And if you have that, even though you aren't the owner of the policy, if you have those incidents of ownership, then it will be taxed in your estate as well. Okay. And then the third thing is, can you change the beneficiaries? Do you have the ability to do that? And if that's the case, then guess what? You are the owner. So those three tests are not mutually exclusive. You only have to meet one of the three and it makes it taxable. So therefore, they will count it as part of your taxable estate and subject to estate tax. So how do you avoid that? Well, as in most things, estate planning, it's a trust. And so what you do there is you actually have the policy owned by what's called an irrevocable life insurance trust, I-L-I-T, ILIT. And so you have the ILIT own the policy, have the incidence of ownership, and pays the premium. You have it do the whole thing. And if that's the case, then the policy is now in the trust. And because the trust is not you, it is no longer in your estate. And now the policy will be income tax-free and estate tax-free. Voila. Now, be careful with a policy that you already have, because if you put it in the trust and die within 3 years, guess what? They will bring it right back into your estate because they'll say that the only reason you put it in the trust was to avoid paying the taxes. Duh. No kidding. Really? Is that why I did it? So my advice to you is put the policy in the trust and don't die for 3 years. Okay, that's my financial advice to you. Anyway, so that's a little bit on life insurance. Now, if you'd like to talk to one of our financial advisors regarding your estate planning or anything else that we've talked about on this show or anything that has to do with your retirement planning, then go to our website. It is moneymatters.net, moneymatters.net, and click on Meet with an Advisor. When you click on that, it'll ask you to put your info in there. We'll call you to schedule a time to visit. We want to help you to devise and plan out your entire financial plan, okay? We want to talk about diversification of your 401k, when to take Social Security. We'll talk about estate planning, income tax planning, all the things that we think are important for you to be discussing in terms of planning for your retirement. And we'll do that all at no charge or obligation. And if we can help you with all of that, fantastic. And if not, no charge, no obligation, and we will part friends.
I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you.
Well, you know what? Frankie is right. I don't know how to say I thank you, except I thank you. So take advantage of it. Go to our website, moneymatters.net. All right, we got to wrap it up. I cannot believe how fast this show has gone. Folks, I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed doing it for you. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye, everybody.
Of course not. In the beginning.
Information presented should not be regarded as a complete analysis of the subjects discussed and should not be construed as an offer to buy or sell any of the securities mentioned. None of this show's content should be viewed as personalized investment advice. A professional advisor should be consulted before implementing any of the strategies presented. Different types of investments involve varying degrees of risk, and therefore can be no assurance that any specific investment or strategy will be suitable or profitable for a client's portfolio. The tax and estate planning information offered on this program is general in nature. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation. Sound effects or anecdotes should not be construed as an endorsement of Ken Morave or MMWKM Advisors LLC. The firm only transacts business in states where it is properly registered or is excluded or exempted from registration requirements. Registration is not an endorsement of the firm by securities regulators and does not mean that the advisor has attained a particular level of skill or ability.